This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Denver Public Schools has a new plan that aims to boost student achievement. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
The district hasn't had a guiding plan for 2 years. The new plan outlines steep goals that must be met by 2026. Those include increasing by 10 percentage points the number of students performing on grade level and graduating high school within 4 or 5 years. It must also increase the number of students graduating with some college credit, apprenticeship, or internship hours. In addition, there are goals for closing academic gaps between children and boosting participation in parent-teacher conferences. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A 13-year-old boy was killed in a drive-by shooting at a park in Longmont Saturday. KMGH reports another boy, a 15-year-old, was also shot but is expected to survive. The shooting happened early afternoon near a basketball court at Kensington Park. Police say they're questioning a person of interest, but it's unclear whether the shooter is in custody. And thousands of Colorado families have a new option to get some guidance when feeding newborns. The state's Medicaid program is called Health First, and it sees about 25,000 births a year. That's more than 40% of the state's total. It offers virtual baby feeding services and helps families navigate feeding concerns from pregnancy through weaning. It's free, it's covered by Obamacare, and it's available in English and Spanish. Highs near 80 for Denver today. This is CPR News and KRCC.